I'm here at the Lieu Mouvant. I've just witnessed a very unusual piece of contemporary dance called Footballers. And as the name suggests, it's about women footballers. And I'm with the choreographer, Michael Philippou. What kind of message are you trying to get across with this piece of dance?
I don't want to give a message with this piece. I only want to share an experience with these 10 women on stage who are talking about themselves, but also who play football on stage. Even through their words, I want that there's not something very specific to say, but more something to experiment, to have the opportunity as a spectator of this performance to think and not to be passive, to have the something to think about.
It's clear that the dancers, they talk about themselves.
Yeah.
There is a dialogue, there is even a section in the dance where there's a training session.
Yeah, at the beginning.
Which is actually quite comic.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you take this representation from real life?
We didn't have something written before the meeting between us. We really start from their experiences. So what they do before a match, what they do before a training, what they do after. And so we really start from their experience and we build the piece, the performance, really all together with the women.
Because they're not dancers, they are actually footballers.
Not all of them, only 8 play football. Two of them, one is a secrétaire, and the other one is the president of a club, soccer club, in the suburb of Paris. I met, first of all, Brigitte, who is the woman who starts to talk in the piece. It was 3 years ago. I knew Bettina from dance, and I knew that she was working as a footballer. So I invited her to come to join the group, and after she invited other women from this same club.
And I noticed that yellow is a very important colour on stage.
Yeah.
The balls are all yellow, they're wearing a yellow strip. You're in yellow.
Yeah.
And you've got yellow glasses.
Yeah, also.
Tell me about yellow.
This is the beautifulest colour in the world. No? No, it comes from when I was a child, my parents decided to wear me in yellow, to have in the morning to eat with the yellow tools, etc., etc. So I was introduced in yellow from my childhood.
How different is this kind of show to the ones that you're used to presenting?
The most part of my performances come from meeting people. Every piece is a kind of challenge, because I never know where I go with these people. Because at the beginning, with these 10 women, I didn't know where was the goal. It's what is very exciting for me, not to know where we go. But so that's why I say that every experience is very, new, is fresh.
Is it a feminist piece?
I don't know if I'm a feminist. I don't know if I'm a woman or a man, so I don't know. No, it's not a feminist piece in that sense that it talks about women on stage talking for themselves. But for me, it's more important to say that this piece is talking about a theme. It's not injective. I want this piece to be open, and in that sense, I don't know if, for me, it's a feminist piece.
I'm also very interested to read about your other work.
Yeah.
À Domicile.
Ah. À Domicile is a festival created 11 years ago. The principle of this festival is that choreographers from contemporary dance are invited to work with the people of the village.
This is Gessigny in North Finistère.
Yeah, exactly. During more than 10 days, the choreographers will work with the people of the village. And some people from Brittany and from France come for this event.
So how do the people of Gisenyi react to contemporary dance choreographers coming to a small village on the coast?
They are completely amazing. Not all the people, of course, of the village practice with the choreographers, but the people who performed during this festival are very engaged in the process. And I think this is the principal reason I continue to work with. Now, after 11 years, there are real professionals of contemporary dance. For example, Ethan, who was 8 years old in 2007, continues every year to work with different choreographers. So Ethan Cabon is, for me, a real performer. It was completely amazing 11 years ago to think that this festival will continue and to have a so long life.
Michael Felipu, choreographer of Footballeurs.
Yeah.
Thank you very much indeed for talking to us, and thank you for bringing the show to Central Brittany.
Thank you very much.